Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is so funny that we're playing this song to start the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. I literally, in the 3 o'clock hour, maybe the 4 o'clock hour, I was looking at the celebrity birthdays. And I was going to say to you, hey, at what point do we take Tayo Cruz off the celebrity birthday list? And Jimmy obviously saw it and played this song. I mean, this guy hasn't had any hits since then, has he?
I don't even know who that is.
He has not. And the reason why he remains on the celebrity birthday list is because for whatever reason, we do this every year where you notice so Tayo Cruz on the celebrity
birthday
list.
No one knows that guy's name. And for whatever reason, you know how my brain works when it comes to musicians. But like so how old was he when that song came out?
Bro, that must have came out in 2010.
Years ago?
2010, yeah.
So he was like 25 years old. Mm-hmm. You want me to wish him a happy 40th birthday?
I think we're a little loose with celebrity on this show.
Well, the real reason that it stays on there is because Solana just copies and pastes every show sheet from the previous year. And there's no adding, there's no subtracting. So till we do this show, whether it's six more months, six more years, or 16 more years, we will see Tayo Cruz's celebrity birthday on this day. 5 o'clock, and Jimmy will continue to play it because he recognizes the name as well. Jimmy and I are the only two who recognize his name. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. So the official Panthers playoff watch party tomorrow is at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. And they're going to have mascot appearances, gloves off, their beer that they brew in partnership with the Panthers. And remember, it's a 6:30 puck drop tomorrow. Hmm. So if you want to go out to Funky Buddha, you want to get there early, take off from work a little bit early, you head out to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, and you watch the game tomorrow night at the Tap Room with hundreds of other Panthers fans, chance to win great prizes. Like I said, the mascot will be there, and it'll be a fun time at Funky Buddha tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. Game six of the season's fun at Funky Buddha. What do you think the playoffs is going to look like?
That is true. Let's do headlines. Start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour with Alejandro Solana, who, by the way, will get you started at 6 p.m. tonight for preheat, little extended preheat action for the playoffs. So that's 6 p.m. tonight, less than an hour away. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
That's how great the ratings have been, by the way, gentlemen, for preheat. When I just take over, that's how great the ratings have been. They gave me 15 extra minutes.
Good for you, man. Special. How are things going at your little motel there in Green Bay, Crowder?
It's going nice. Yeah. Pool's getting a little sticky.
Sticky, like legitimately sticky or crowded?
Yeah, just a little tacky outside. I guess the steam's coming up. It's indoors. Yeah.
Hawk, you want to know how this entire situation gets better for us, not for Crowder or for his wife? You missed this last hour. Today is Crowder and Asia's 14th wedding anniversary, and they're at that hotel in Green Bay.
Oh, she's with you?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
Man, got a hot tub out there. Good old bottle of Pinot Noir.
So you're telling me, is that the nicest place you could find in Green Bay?
Yes.
That's the nicest place you can find.
This is, I don't know where ESPN people are staying, but this is the Marriott Bonvoy. You know, with Pivot got all these points and all. This is the nicest Bonvoy in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
All right. What a 14th anniversary you guys are going to have. What a What a night to remember.
Look at that. Man, we got a flat screen TV, got a coffee machine, refrigerator.
Well, they got I always unplug the fridge most of the time in hotels. It's too loud for me.
Too loud?
Yeah, I hate that. I hate the sound of the fridge in the room.
Where do you stay? Is it on a generator?
Yeah, it sounds like a refrigerator. I hate it.
The fridge do you order?
Yeah, I unplug them.
My fridge is right next to the computer. You can't hear anything.
Yeah, you'll hear it tonight when you're trying to go to bed. Hate it. Ridiculous.
Got a slide.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The indoor pool.
Yeah, indoor slide.
Look at that.
Nice, ain't it?
Has there ever been a nice hotel that has an indoor pool that's not on like the 60th floor?
Oh, no. Well, nowadays, it's called the Element. There's a hotel called the Element. Mm. And it's like one of these little young progressive.
You know what? I take it back.
Hotels.
Years ago, we stayed at the Greenbrier in West Virginia, and they had an indoor, and it was a fantastic resort, and they had an indoor pool, and it wasn't on the 60th floor.
Yeah, the Element, like you don't, there's nobody to check you out of the little store. You just beep it and like put your card up and open it, and they track how you get it out electronically. It's a cutesy little hotel.
Indoor pools aren't indicative of a bad hotel. Actually, I've stayed at several really nice hotels. Gaylord Palms in Orlando, they have like several indoor pools. The resort,
he used to throw the spitter. Oh, that was Gaylord Perry. My bad. Everything we do can be a bit that we've already done.
Throw the spitter. Throw the spitter. Why would you hear an indoor pool is like it's convenience because it's usually cold places.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I don't travel to many cold places, so I guess I'm not. I'm not exposed to them that often. I just remember being a kid and like Holiday Inns
right. Always
had an indoor pool and it smelled like an indoor mm-hmm. pool. Yeah. But as a kid, you thought it was the coolest thing in the world. Oh my God, there's a swimming pool inside. I was like, yeah, go get your trunks on. We're going to go to the pool and it's inside. And it just like, I still remember the smell and the tackiness and the, and like, but yeah, it was Holiday Inns.
Right outside of this door. Open this door, yeah. The whole room smells like chlorine.
Yeah, super humid in there.
You don't have
just like
bring your Visine because your eyes are getting red as soon as you walk into that room.
Happy anniversary, Crowder.
14 years, baby, and running.
The Miami Heat, they play tonight. They're going to go take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. That'll be at 7:30 from Rocket Arena.
Did you do 15 minutes of heat while I was gone?
No. No, we did not.
Knock it out the box here. Go ahead. Give it to me.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. Right now, get the start treatment at Hollywood Kia, number one Kia dealer in South Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online, hollywoodkia.com.
Give me a little something here. Although I should probably be giving you something. I'm on a heater. I had I live bet the Panthers yesterday, and they won. And then this afternoon, I had Mervis anytime home run that cashed in the first inning, and I had a 3-leg parlay. Mervis to have a hit, Wagaman to have a hit, and Sandy to have more than 2.5 Ks. That parlay cashed as well. So I'm on a heater just today looking at the Heat Cavs props. Donovan Mitchell, 25.5 is the total. Darius Garland, 19.5. Evan Mobley, 16.5. Jared Allen, 11.5. Ty Jerome, 10.5. We talked about it yesterday. Max Strus, 7.5. Anything jump out at anybody?
I'm locked in. I'm locked in to Tyler over 23 and a half and Bam over 19 and a half plus 230. Easy money.
Ty Jerome, 20 or more, is plus 700. If you think he's going to do that again.
Can he do that again?
I don't know.
He can. Literally, he can. But I think Alonzo Mourning jumps onto the court and knocks him out before he gives the Heat another 20 burger. That would be funny.
Maybe I'll do one of my famous parlays where I buy them all down, like Ty Jerome over one, like to make at least 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With, I don't know, Duncan, 1-3. Like they're all minus big, but if you stack enough of them on top of each other.
Right. You look at Ty Jerome's games, he doesn't play it in many, but when he plays 20 minutes and scores 20 points.
No. This guy was a finalist for the Sixth Man of the Year award, which he didn't win. It went to Peyton Pritchard, but he's like legit good. This isn't a scrub who just got lucky one game. He's a finalist for end of the season award.
First basket tonight. How about first basket tonight? Max Strus was plus 900. Did it game one.
It was an offensive rebound, though. They didn't draw any
three, wasn't it?
No, right, but I'm saying.
Cavs, I got you. He didn't have the initial shot.
Yeah. Cavs got the offensive board, passed it out to Strus, who was wide open, and then he gave the double middle fingers to Bam.
I'm going to parlay three players for first player to score. Do you think Hard Rock would allow
that? They already have the Hawkman wing laughing. Oh, Caleb Ware, highly criticized game one. Only 6.5 rebounds.
Well, Ware, first basket, plus 800. Get him going early.
Yeah, we only got to the rim 5 times last game.
I think I'm going to do Ware, first basket, plus 800. What do you think about that?
Ware, 7 rebounds? That's cake.
And just all these over half of threes made to record 1-3, it just seems like, okay, all right.
Like, it just feels like you could stack up 10 of them.
Ty Jerome, Max Strus, Duncan Robinson, Haywood Highsmith. The Heat, we talked about it with everybody. Will Manso, Sedano yesterday, everybody we've talked to. They just have to shoot threes. Like, to me, it really is that simple. They're not going to beat this team by being a better, more talented team. They're not. They have to be the more physical team.
I just bet $15 on Kalel Ware to score the first bucket. Win $135.
You're sick, man.
I really am. It's like buying a scratch-off.
It's better than a scratch-off.
All right, what else you got in the headlines, Solandria?
Everybody to hit a three is what I'm putting in every single player on the to hit 1-3. Stack them all up.
You know what? When I who was it? Was it Tyler? Last game, somebody started mouthing off at the ref. I needed, you know, like that one more bucket. And I'm like, oh, yeah, someone's going to get kicked out of this game. And then, like, you can just see, like, you need 1-3. You've already, like, everyone's had their three in the first quarter. And it's like, it's going to be a cakewalk for the final three. And dude just, you know, gets caught up in a scuffle under the basket, gets ejected from the game. This is a terrible way to lose.
The Panthers are going to play tomorrow, by the way. That'll be 6:30 p.m. Obviously, yesterday kicked the Lightning's ass. 6-2 was the final score.
That they did.
Inter-Miami plays tomorrow, by the way. Semifinal of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They play in Vancouver, and I saw Messi, Suarez, Jordi Alba, and Sergio Busquets all traveled to Vancouver. Very controversial because when they play there for MLS games, they don't travel. So the Vancouverians, very upset about that.
I don't know if that's what they're called.
Vancouverians.
Might be. Vancouverians.
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 Vancouverites.
Well, the Canadian people in Vancouver were very upset. but they've all traveled. So that is promising for tomorrow's game. That's going to be tomorrow night. And obviously in the NBA today, you have the Orlando Magic in Boston. Jason Tatum is questionable for that game, dealing with a wrist injury. You guys saw the
interaction. I'm confused by this. I'm looking at Inter Miami, and it says Wednesday, April 30th.
They'll probably,
for the Vancouver game.
They'll probably play again next week. But I'm pretty sure Inter Miami plays tomorrow. 10:30. First leg. They'll play the second leg in Fort Lauderdale at Chase Stadium next week.
Oh, you're right. Yep. You're right. My bad. The only reason I got confused is I was invited again to the Inter Miami game next Wednesday. Hmm. Very hoity-toity seats. And then I thought I just had a Notre Dame basketball situation on my hands where I was going to an away game. I'm not, listen, I like watching Messi as much as the next guy, but I'm not flying to Vancouver.
Hawk, if the Heat, you know, let's just say they're not playing next Wednesday. Who knows why, but let's just say they're not.
The Panthers are.
Again, if the Heat are not playing next Wednesday, I may be there. I may be at the Inter Miami game.
Yeah, either way.
We'll see.
Doesn't matter to me.
Can I go?
Who would?
No.
I'm not.
Damn.
Would you? Who? What athlete would you fly to Vancouver to watch?
Ooh, who would I fly to Vancouver?
We weren't, like, when the Heat were good, we were not flying to Canada to watch.
I don't like going to away games because I'm very scared. I'm scared always of getting beat up.
What?
Oh, I would never go to an away game. I'm gonna be in Tampa this weekend, but Tampa's here.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, not the city. The city's not here. City will still be up in Tampa, but the Lightning will be here.
Oh. Don't go with Solana. He let his dad get his ass kicked.
That's why I can't go. That's why I can't go. Because I would be the guy getting thrown down the stairs.
My dad has never looked at me the same. I'd fly to Vancouver, Crowder. A couple different, like, one that comes to mind, Coco Gauff. I would definitely fly to Vancouver.
No, but is there a musician you would fly for? Like, I'm thinking about going to Chicago this summer to see Simple Minds. They're not coming down here. They don't tour America very often. And again, my brothers, that, like, I wouldn't fly to a random city, but my family's there, so I'm thinking about doing that. But, like, some artist is coming to Vancouver. Would you go for, like, is there a particular?
Not music wise. You know, I only listen to music.
Yeah.
A personal friend, like if UD, if they were winning, if they were in the playoffs at the end and it was going to be UD's last game or something. But, like, I'm not flying anywhere to see anybody.
I would. I'll take a trip anywhere. I'm a jet setter.
You get jet lag flying to Atlanta.
You can't be a jet setter if you immediately go to the emergency room upon landing. No jet setter does that. All right. Anything else?
Your weather. Remy DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy.
I'll go see Matt Mervis in the All-Star game, though. If he gets the All-Star nod, someone from each team has to go.
Oh, yeah.
Mervis is your clubhouse leader right now. Where's the MLB All-Star game this year?
Atlanta. That'd be fun.
What? Atlanta? We've got a place to stay with John Michaels. We are going, man. Mervis Militia on the road.
I'll go to Atlanta, but
that'd be fun.
I might miss the game. Be partying.
Is it Atlanta for sure?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know. You're the one who said it. didn't you say it?
No, Jimmy did. Jimmy did. Oh. Perfect. All right, let's go Matt Mervis. That's going to be fun.
I mean, come on. For real.
Can I go to Atlanta?
No, not at all.
Jimmy. You seem needy.
Yeah, I can't travel with you. I feel like every half hour, you got to stop for the bathroom. It's enough already, Jimmy.
Yeah. You have asthma. It's a health thing.
That is your weather.
I got to
protect you from getting in fights. I'm not a protector.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Another one.
Hawk and Crowder.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, boots on the ground all over the place. Gelby in New York and Crowder in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Site of the NFL draft. Unfortunately, your mic was muted, so we didn't get to hear your
and don't rush up here. I'll tell you that. Right.
Who are you guys going to talk to while you're up there?
We're going to cover the draft, and then as guys come off the stage, you don't know exactly, but as guys come off, if they can stop, they'll stop for a little bit.
All right. Well, it's the pivot on YouTube. We got to get out of here for the night because you're going to get an extended preheat with Alejandro Solana and Tommy Tighe, and then you're going to get some Heat playoff basketball right here on 560 QAM. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call from Cleveland. Supposed to tip off around 7:30 this evening. I've been telling you about Eric Nunez's award-winning team at Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store. Now he's got his North Miami store moved up to the top at number two. So we're talking number one and number two highest volume Hyundai stores. It's where everyone is buying their Hyundais because they simply sell for less. They have thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, all priced below their competitors. No one has more in stock. No one sells for less, period. So if you're in the market for a vehicle of any type, why pay more, save money, and pay less at Doral Hyundai and North Miami Hyundai? So we wrap it up here, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour. Remind you once again, Heat tonight. Panthers tomorrow, there's a Panthers watch party, official Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. So put that on your calendar if you're looking for a place to watch Panthers game tomorrow with a bunch of other Panthers fans screaming crazy fun Panthers fans. That'll be at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. The only bet I have in so far is Khalil Ware, first bucket tonight. So I'll have more. I'll put them up on Twitter for my super followers, but that's all I have going right now. So I'll let you know tomorrow how we end up doing.
Bam and Tyler over. Parlay.
Bam and Tyler overs. I hope you're right because they're going to need to go over if we're going to make it a series.
Yep.
That's it for us. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Thank you for the ding dong, Matt Mervis. If you know, you know. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Heat. We will speak with you mañana.
Happy anniversary, Asia. Best 14 years of my life.
Wow.